degrees. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. Second Thursday of each month means State Representative Stephen Meskers joins me now. Representative, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing today?
All right. Congratulations on being elected to a second term. And that'll take us into what do you think is going to happen for the next session? What are some of the things that the legislature will be tackling?
Well, we just did a reorg or a re-election. We elected a Speaker of the House and a Majority Leader. So the Majority Leader, who was elected, Matt Ritter, had originally been Speaker of the House. So we want to look at it as a promotion into that legislative role. And the chairman that I worked with on bonding revenue finance, Jason Rojas, has been, upgraded, as it were, as well, to be the Majority Leader. So now we've got, I'm the Speaker of the House. So now we've got Majority Leader, and Jason Rojas, and we've got the Speaker of the House being Matt Ritter. So both of them have been promoted, so that should do well for the state, both sober and solid individuals. So that's the first thing that's gone on. I guess now what we have to do is look at the economic situation in the state, seeing what's happened with the second round of the COVID virus and what impact that has on state finances. And moving into that way, we're going to see what happens with next round fiscal stimulus from the feds. They're in discussions now. They're talking about a billion to a billion and a half, and they're seeing what that means for Connecticut. Hopefully we'll see some funds available for infrastructure and also, you know, extension of employment benefits, et cetera.
President-elect Biden wouldn't take office until 2 weeks after the session starts. I mean, what would a Biden presidency mean for the legislature for Connecticut?
Well, I think I'm optimistic on that because I think the relationship between Ned Lamont and Biden is very strong. I think Ned was one of the first people to come out and endorse Biden when he was going through the primary situation. So I think the relationship there will help us. I mean, it's really going to depend on the biggest question for the feds, and something they've been talking about since, I think, 2004, is infrastructure. And we heard many talks about infrastructure from Donald Trump as president, and before that with Barack Obama, and nothing has actually been done. So I'm hoping that the legislature on both sides sits together in Washington and agrees, in addition to any stimulus package, on an infrastructure plan, because that's basically what we really need for the state. We need to get our rails and roads in order. We need to that kind of stimulus to the economy of an infrastructure plan would be very beneficial. It would put us back on track for some economic growth, I hope.
All right, some of the things, I mean, I guess the word is, you tell me, that tolling, is that dead?
You know, I haven't seen any proposal to re-examine tolling. I know that right now, the two sources of revenue from the state are the gasoline tax and the petroleum tax. Now, transportation has been lower, so the revenues both on the petroleum tax and the revenues on the gasoline tax are significantly lower. So we're going to have to look at how we manage our budget to actually make our infrastructure, maintain it. So, you know, I wouldn't rule out tolling, per se, but I don't see it, at least in the short term, I don't see it coming up in the legislature. I don't think it's one of the top priorities. I think there was a robust discussion. I was in favor of tolling, but now, given the pandemic, it's really going to depend on the nature of the fiscal stimulus from the feds as to how we cover shortfalls of the transportation budget in the state.
And two other things, possibly in the session, were dealt with, but maybe tweaked, improved, would be police accountability and for lack of a better term, utility accountability. Do you see those two coming up during the session?
Yeah, I expect on the police accountability bill, we'll have to examine the language. There was a lot of pushback from the police union I think across the board, you saw the police unions endorsing more Republican candidates than Democrats. I mean, that is a union issue of them feeling that they had less surety and less support on the accountability under the accountability back bill, particularly about qualified immunity. So we're going to have to look at the language, make sure that there aren't issues. I'm going to sit down with our chief of police and with the union there to hear their complaints and concerns and make sure that there isn't any subjectivity in the language that leaves them open. I mean, that's their concern was that they were open for further liability. I think that was a trumped up and an overemphasized issue. I don't believe it's a big concern, but there may be language and tweaking that needs on that bill. The other bill on the Take Back the Grid, the electric utility bill, I'm still concerned about the bill because I think one of the fundamental issues that wasn't addressed is the cost of distributed energy. So we've increased the liability to the shareholders and management in our energy policy in terms of reimbursement to residents for lost power outages. But it's not clear to me yet that we have built the model that incentivizes the company to find efficient and better methods of distribution so that they're still incentivized to make capital investments because they have a guaranteed rate of return on those investments. And I don't know that the metric is there, and then we have to build the metric to make sure that they're not doing wasteful capital projects that they're getting reimbursed to the ratepayers. So I think there's still going to need to be conversations about reducing the cost of distributed energy, which I think is a concern for all of us. Our energy costs are high, and neither our reliability nor the stability of the system is good enough for the cost we're paying for it. So something has to change, to my mind, still. So I'll be looking into that. Of course, it's all predicated on the committees I sit on. So this past week, I put a list together of six committees that I want to sit on, bonding, revenue, and finance, energy and technology, which oversees the energy, also commerce, mostly business-related committees. So I'm hoping, and I won't know for a couple of weeks where those assignments will be. The list was submitted last Friday. The deadline for submission is today. So the rest of my members of the legislature will be putting in theirs, and our chairs are going to have to figure out where they put us, as it were.
All right.
I'm hoping to sit on the same committee.
Okay. Right. That was the last question I had for you. State Representative Meskers, thanks very much as you enter your second term, and we'll talk to you again next month. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye.
Bye.